It's Wednesday, April 27th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released their 2022 annual report this week. The report recommends that the U.S. State Department list 15 nations as countries of particular concern for religious liberty violations. Several of the countries are already on the list, including Myanmar, China, Iran, North Korea, Pakistan, and Russia. For the first time in 2 decades, the Commission is recommending that Afghanistan be designated a country of particular concern. Christians in the Central Asian nation have faced severe persecution since the Taliban took over last year. The report also recommends that Nigeria and India be put on the list. 1 Corinthians 1:26 says, "And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it." Mission Eurasia reports that Russia destroyed their training center in Ukraine last month. The nonprofit trains church leaders throughout the former Soviet Union and has been helping Ukrainian refugees since Russia invaded the country. The ministry wrote on Facebook, quote, "After our building was destroyed in tank crossfire, Russian troops threw any remaining stockpiles of Bibles and Christian books from our warehouse at the back of the building on the ground and burned them," end quote. Mission Eurasia President Sergei Rakuba told the Christian Post that they are reprinting hundreds of copies of Scripture and continuing to provide food and medical aid to refugees. Isaiah 40 verse 8 reminds us that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Gazprom, a Russian energy company, cut off natural gas to Poland and Bulgaria yesterday. Russia demanded, quote, "unfriendly countries," end quote, pay for gas in rubles, but Poland and Bulgaria refused. Meanwhile, Germany and Poland announced this week that they will send tanks to Ukraine, and Israel promised to send helmets and bulletproof vests for Ukrainian medical teams in a reverse of their previous policy. More U.S. states are implementing bills that say the church is essential in response to discriminatory COVID-19 restrictions. On Monday, South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill that allows churches to remain open during a state of emergency on equal or better terms as other groups and businesses. Also this week, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed a similar bill into law. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed yet another lawsuit from the abortionists against the Texas Heartbeat Act. The anti-abortion law went into effect last September. A report from the Texas Health Department found that the law is preventing as many as 90 abortions every day. Kim Schwartz of Texas Right to Life told Life News, quote, "The Fifth Circuit's instruction to dismiss the challenge to the Texas Heartbeat Act's enforcement mechanism confirms what Texas Right to Life has known since the beginning. The abortion industry's legal attacks are meritless," end quote. The largest Presbyterian denomination in the U.S. released their annual statistics this week. The Presbyterian Church USA reports it lost over 50,000 members, as well as over 100 congregations and 4 regional bodies known as presbyteries. The PCUSA has been shrinking for at least a decade. At the same time, the mainline denomination has been dropping biblical stances on marriage and sexuality. And finally, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill last week to revoke the private government status of Disney's properties in Florida. The entertainment company will likely face new tax implications. DeSantis signed the law after Disney opposed a bill that promoted sexually perverted lifestyles to kindergartners to third graders in public school. Evangelist Franklin Graham praised DeSantis and called out Disney in a Facebook post. He said, quote, "The morals of the corporate leadership of Disney today are in the gutter, and they want to redefine family counter to God's original design and flaunt sin. Thank God for Governor Ron DeSantis, who is willing to take a bold stand," end quote. Proverbs 20, verse 26 says, "A wise king sifts out the wicked, and brings the threshing wheel over them. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.